Bob Dylan. The only time Jobs can ever recall being tongue-tied was in the presence of Bob Dylan. He was playing near Palo Alto in October 2004, and Jobs was recovering from his first cancer surgery. Dylan was not a gregarious man, not a Bono or a Bowie. He was never Jobs's friend, nor did he care to be. He did, however, invite Jobs to visit him at his hotel before the concert. Jobs recalled, "We sat on the patio outside his room and talked for 2 hours. I was really nervous because he was one of my heroes. And I was also afraid that he wouldn't be really smart anymore, that he'd be a caricature of himself, like happens to a lot of people. But I was delighted. He was as sharp as a tack. He was everything I'd hoped. He was really open and honest. He was just telling me about his life and about writing his songs. He said, they just came through me. It wasn't like I was having to compose them. That doesn't happen anymore. I just can't write them that way anymore." Then he paused and said to me with his raspy voice and little smile, "But I still can sing them."